God can just appear to me, if Jesus can just appear to me, then I'll have strong faith.
Call Lazarus, come and help me, please.
Welcome to
Us and You
Bible Time
with me, Dapwa.
And me, Abby. Welcome to episode 25.
Woo! Yeah, I mean, we always love to hear from you guys. I mean, just connect with us. Go to our Us and You channel on YouTube and do make sure you give us a comment, subscribe.
Definitely. Welcome to the new people on our page. There's been quite a few new subscriptions.
Yeah.
And the new people on our Instagram as well. Thanks for connecting with us. Thanks for your comments and your likes. It's always really nice to see you all.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what are we going to be doing today?
Yeah, today we're going to be reading Luke chapter 16 from verse 19 to 31.
The rich man and Lazarus. There once was a rich man, expensively dressed in the latest fashions, wasting his days in conspicuous consumption. A poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, had been dumped on his doorstep. All he lived for was to get a meal from scraps off the rich man's table. His best friends were the dogs who came and licked his sores.
Then he died, this poor man. I was taken up by the angels to the lap of Abram. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell and in torment, he looked up and saw Abram in the distance and Lazarus in his lap. He called out, "Father Abram, mercy, have mercy. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water to cool my tongue. I'm in agony in this fire."
But Abraham said, "Child, remember that in your lifetime you got the good things and Lazarus the bad things. It's not like that here. Here he's consoled and you're tormented. Besides, in all these matters, there is a huge chasm between us so that no one can go from us to you, even if he wanted to, nor can anyone cross over from you to us."
The rich man said, "Then let me ask you, Father, send him to the house of my father, where I have five brothers, so he can tell them the score and warn them so they wouldn't end up here in this place of torment." Abraham answered, "They have Moses and the prophets to tell them the score. Let them listen to them."
"I know, Father Abraham," he said, "but they're not listening. If someone came back to them from the dead, they would change their ways." Abraham replied, "If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to be convinced by someone who rises from the dead."
Mm-hmm.
Interesting one.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. What do you think about that?
Okay, so it starts by telling us that there was a rich man and a poor man. And obviously the rich man, when he died, he went to hell. And the poor man, when he died, went to heaven. Now, a very simple way to look at this would be like, oh, the rich man went to heaven went to hell because he was rich, and the poor man went to heaven because he was poor.
Uh-huh.
But do you think that's that simple, or do you think there's more to it than that?
Yeah, it's not that. Like you said, that's a simple way to look at it, but that's not the case, really. The poor man did not go to heaven just because he was poor.
Yeah.
And the rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich.
Like it said, that the rich man was wasting his days in conspicuous consumption.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's one thing. And then it also says that Lazarus lived off the scraps that came from the rich man's table. So that tells us something a little bit about maybe like what the rich man was like. What do you think?
So beyond the fact that he had money, what he was doing with his money just showed more about his character. In this place, we can see that the Bible says he was wasting his days in conspicuous consumption.
And I think the other thing is especially the fact that, okay, he's wasting his money on conspicuous consumption, but there's a poor man right at his doorstep that he's not even... The poor man has to just get the scraps from his table. Like, you've got so much that you can waste, but you can't even give it to that poor man who was outside your table.
Yeah.
So I think that really tells you something about the heart of the rich man. You know, he really didn't have that compassion. Even his dogs had more compassion than him. You know, it's a sad day when a dog has more compassion for someone than you, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't know much about Lazarus, do we?
Yeah, we didn't know more about Lazarus. Apart from, the Bible says that the dogs came and licked his sores. You understand? I don't believe God wanted him to be that bad. I mean, you don't have to suffer that much for you to go to heaven. Your suffering doesn't qualify you to go to heaven.
Yeah.
In this case, the reason why Lazarus was able to go to heaven was a state of his heart, really.
Yeah, we have to just assume that there was something about him. Maybe he took the poorness well, or in all things he was still thankful, because, you know, there's loads of different types of poor you can be. You can be a bitter poor, you can be a gracious poor. And obviously, like you said, God wants us to live good and have the best life. But the point I think that we're trying to make is that it wasn't just as simple as he was poor, therefore he got to enjoy later.
Yeah, when I used to be younger, that was what I thought, you know, because when you look at the story, it looks as though that's just what the story is talking about. Yeah. If you were to go to heaven, just be poor, you know, but that's not what he's talking about.
And even when you go further on, because then when the rich man sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, he goes, you know, Abraham, please have mercy. And even Abraham's response, it says, remember that in your lifetime, you got the good things and Lazarus the bad things.
Mm.
It's not like that. Here he's consoled and you're tormented. So even that response, it could make it seem like, oh, it's because you got the good things. And I don't think it is. Like, I don't think that's the message that Jesus is trying to spread there. You know, like the stories of the talents.
Mm.
The man who had 10 talents, he wasn't disadvantaged because he had 10 talents. The reason that made him more advantaged is because he used whatever it was that he had.
Yeah.
So I think we just have to be really careful to not interpret this as, oh, if you're rich on earth, you're going to be poor and Abraham's not going to have mercy on you.
Absolutely. I just want to be funny here. You know, there's something about the rich man. He had confidence. You know, even in hell, he was still able to say, oh, you know, just send Lazarus, you know. That's so much of a confidence. Imagine. Really. It just shows you, it's probably one of the reasons it was rich in the world.
Yeah,
really.
You know, maybe he had that kind of like, I'm just going to get what I can get kind of attitude.
And even in heaven.
That's true, because even at the audacity to be begging someone, like, in my comfort, I should come down. Like, when you were, it's funny, isn't it? Because when he was on earth, he was sitting there at his table and eating all the food. He didn't have the decency to come down and dip his finger in for Lazarus. His dogs had to do it. Whereas now he has the audacity to be like, oh, Lazarus, come and help me, please.
Yeah. So it's we don't know, but maybe his audacity was part of the reasons why he was able to amass a lot of wealth in the world.
Maybe. I'm doing a lot of speculating. But yeah. Okay, so moving on to the next part, which I think is really one of the really interesting parts. It shows that the rich man actually does have a little bit of a heart. Because when he sees that, okay, this is my fate.
That's true.
His first reaction after trying to, you know, get himself out of it is, oh, don't let my brothers come and, you know, experience this same thing. So he did have a heart for some people.
Absolutely.
And maybe even just that little time in the fire of hell was already changing. But Abraham made the good point that you've already got examples. Like, they shouldn't have to wait for the big, big miracle before they believe. They've already got, Moses and the prophets to tell them the score. Let them listen to them.
Yeah.
Because some people listened, like Lazarus got to heaven, which means that he must have listened to Moses and the prophets.
Yeah.
And I think Abraham was trying to be like, you know, we're not making any exceptions. Everyone has the same equal opportunity. Everyone has the same chance to learn and to use what they've been told. Let them use that instead of having to get something that's, you know, over the top to convince them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Abraham answered, he said, they have Moses and the prophets to tell them, let them listen to them, you know. You know, sometimes in our lives, we always think about, if God can just appear to me, if Jesus can just appear to me, then I'll have strong faith, as it were. You understand? But the thing is, faith doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
You know, the Bible says, without faith, no one can please God. You know, Jesus spoke to Thomas and said, you have believed because you see. He said, blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. You know, I think the Bible is enough for us to believe. And hearing about what God has done in the past and what Jesus did for us is enough for anyone who will believe to believe.
And here's the big irony part of it, because the rich man said, but they're not listening. If someone came back to them from the dead, they would change their ways. And Abraham quite rightly points out, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to be convinced by someone who rises from the dead. And there's a point right there, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
We actually are more privileged in some ways than maybe the people of the Old Testament, because we actually have the testimony and the witness of Jesus. And some people, even the people, like, for example, the Pharisees, who, when the body got stolen, they didn't want to believe that. They wanted to believe that, oh, the disciples did something. Even when the people came and gave their testimony, they said, no, that's not, we can't believe it. You know?
Yeah.
And it does make that point that everyone always thinks, oh, if I had more of this, if I had more evidence, then I believe. But really, the point that Jesus is trying to make is the hearts that are ready to believe, they'll believe.
Exactly.
You know, you can't. And I think that also encourages us that our job is to do is to share. Yeah. I think there's a part in the Bible where they talk about God has prepared certain hearts for him already. Mm-hmm. And it's not our job to change people's hearts, because the hearts that are going to receive have already been prepared.
Yeah.
All our job is to do is to make sure that actually it gets to them. She is better to live in faith, take what's been given and run with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Open your heart.
Open your heart.
Open your heart.
All right. Nice story.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to pray today. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful word you've received from your word today.
Amen.
Father, we say our hearts are open to just make this word change our lives forever. But as many people that are hearing these words today, let it produce results in their lives, Lord.
Amen.
And let them be able to have a testimony of salvation.
Amen.
Testimony of grace, testimony of your blessings in their life, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. All right. Thanks for sticking around. We hope you've got a few lessons.
Yeah, absolutely.
If there's any lessons that you think we missed off or anything you want to accentuate or bring out, please leave it in the comments. Let us know your thoughts. We love hearing your parts as well.
Yeah, we absolutely love hearing from you. Go to our Us and You channel. If you haven't, subscribe. Us and You on YouTube, and also our Instagram handle, which is us.and.you.
Just the letter U both times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until next week.
Enjoy.
Peace.
Bye.